When Jesus was confronted by a crowd who caught a woman in adultery, they pointed their fingers at her sin and said that she should be stoned to death. They asked Jesus, "What do you say?" His answer, "All right, but let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone." What do you think their response was? What were the results? Everyone left, starting from the oldest in the crowd to the youngest. Not one stayed. Similarly, in Isaiah 58, when the people were asking God, "Why are we fasting? We've done all this." And the Lord answered them. One of the things he answered them is, "Do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk." God wants us to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with him. He doesn't want us to be accusatory, have a pointed finger at others' sins, or even attempt to throw stones. So, Father, we confess, like the song lyrics from by Dallas Home, "First Stone," that you would take away our righteous illusions, that we would instead be compassionate to everyone, that there are none so righteous except through what the righteousness of Jesus has done for us and what we received through his death and resurrection. We are all marred by sin. We confess we are too quick to want to throw stones, to accuse, to maliciously talk about others who have sinned, both believers and non-believers, meaning we are pointing sin at our own body. Yet we forget we were forgiven of so many sins, and none of us are without it. Forgive us for not being merciful to our own body. We confess we've forgotten your unmerited favor and unfailing love and mercy. We repent of being pious, thinking we are better than someone, whether a believer or not, has sinned greater than us, when all sin is evil in your sight. We repent of any words we've spoken that were slanderous, malicious, critical, and we really repent of forgetting all that we've been forgiven of. We repent of being like the religious man who prayed and thought he was better than the beggar who begged you for mercy and admitted his sin. Father, we thank you for your word, that the kind of fasting you've chosen is to loose the chains of injustice, to untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke, to share our food with the hungry, to provide the poor wanderer with shelter, when we see the naked to clothe them and not to turn away from our own flesh and blood. Then you say our light will break forth like the dawn. You also said too that you have shown us what to do, you require of us, and that is to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly. And we thank you, Father, that we repent of this sin of accusing, pointing fingers, malicious talk to both those who don't know you and those who do. In Jesus' name, forgive us.